Nothing could preserve me in cheerfulness and confidence under these afflictions, but the assurance of the faithfulness of Christ. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. Christmas Evans was born in Wales on December 25th, 1766, which is why he was named Christmas. His father, a humble shoemaker, died when Christmas was 8, leaving the little boy to be raised by a cruel and ungodly uncle. The first part of his life, young Christmas was just a little farm worker boy who never had a chance to learn how to read. At age 17, Evans began working in his Presbyterian church, doing whatever he could to help the men of God. Having been saved in a revival meeting, he felt it was his duty to help the church who had helped him. As a teenager, he was mentored by godly men, very different from his uncle, and someone finally taught him how to read and write. Evans continued caring more and more about the things of God. He talked about spiritual things and did what was right. As a result, his unsaved friends hated him. One day, they beat him up so badly that he lost one of his eyes. But Evans still worked to please God more than others. At age 24, he joined the Baptist denomination and was ordained to preach. He traveled throughout the country of Wales and preached in churches, coal mines, fields, and homes. It was common for him to preach 5 times in one day. God gave Evans tremendous power in expressing the gospel message, and revival seemed to follow him wherever he preached. Thousands of Christians gave testimony of salvation, and soon the famous Welsh revival began. Despite his early hardships in his uncle's home, and despite his disfigured face because of his evil friends, God used Christmas Evans to bring him much glory. He has often been called the one-eyed John Bunyan of Wales because of his wonderful imagination and the ongoing influence of his preaching ministry. Did you have a rough start to your life? Are you in the middle of some really hard times and trouble right now? What would it take to make you give up? Christmas Evans didn't give up. He threw himself into the care of God and he kept on going. God used him mightily. Nahum 1:7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him." Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, 4, truth.com.